Good morning, members. We'll call this meeting to order on May 14th. We do have quorum.
That's right. We'll get to it.
Welcome to Minnesota House of Representatives. We appreciate your interest and participation in the legislative process. To ensure everyone can view, hear, and understand today's proceedings, we ask for your cooperation in maintaining decorum and civility throughout the hearing. For the safety, security, and comfort of all attendees, please note the following guidelines. I am the committee chair, will maintain control of these proceedings and establish the following expectations. Signs and placards are not permitted in the hearing room. Verbal outbursts, shouting, or disruptive behavior will not be tolerated. Applause or other audible demonstrations are not allowed. For safety reasons, standing or sitting in walkways and aisles or standing or obstructing at your chair is prohibited. If you require any accommodations, please speak with our sergeant staff, identified in the gold ties. Troopers and house security personnel are present to ensure everyone's safety. Those providing testimony will be given specific time limits, which must be strictly observed. If you receive an entrance ticket, please retain it, as it may be required for reentry if you leave the hearing room. Failure to comply with these guidelines may result in the removal from the hearing room. Our goal is to conduct these proceedings efficiently while ensuring everyone the opportunity to observe and participate appropriately. Thank you for your cooperation and participation in the legislative process. With that, members, Vice Chair Scott, have you had a chance to review the minutes from May 7th?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move the minutes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Scott has moved the minutes for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Minutes approved. Members, we have one bill on the agenda for today, and then we will recess to the call of the chair as we get more bills coming toward us. With that said, Chair Torkelson, to your House File 4808, you'd like the move to be recommended to place on a general register?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I do have a DE3 to get the bill in the shape I would like.
To the DE3, would you like to speak to the DE3?
I would. Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 4808 and the DE3 that will amend it are the tech modernization efforts that have been ongoing throughout this session. I want to thank a ton of people, but I'm not going to list them off because it'd take too long. But from the beginning, I've said that we want this work to be well informed by the counties. I believe it is. I've told many times the story of the green screens and the difficulty that county workers put up with when it comes to doing their jobs with antiquated technology that forces them to waste a lot of time and makes it unable for them to spend as much time with clients as they would like to do. The other big piece of this, I believe, is in the effort to address fraud, whether it be the OIG or other agency folks or other people outside of the agencies that want to address fraud. They can't do it without the information they need to do that. Currently, much of this information is siloed, and you can't integrate it, you can't really access it smoothly. New modern technology will allow that work to be done. I've worked closely with the agencies and the formulation of this bill. Much of this bill will actually focus Minnit will be monitoring how this money flows. And there's also, we'll get into a little more detail, but there's also an interagency commission that's being put together along with a legislative oversight commission. First, as far as funding goes, I'm going to go straight through the bill. And the first section of the bill establishes the Human Services Modernization Fund, but it also puts it into the potential where it can be funded in the future. The fund will have a $50 million cap. That will be funded by a mechanism that's been used to actually replenish the Disaster Relief Fund. I don't know if all of you are familiar with that, but Representative Pawlowski, when he was here, decided that the Disaster Fund needed to be replenished whether we were in session or not. And this mechanism, although it only functions every 2 years, does allow for this fund to be replenished if there is a balance between the close of the fiscal year and the next forecast date. And that would be capped at $50 million, so when that rolls around, if the surplus is there, the fund will be replenished to $50 million, and the work can continue without further legislative action at that time. The advisory committee, and this is really the workhorse, the people that are going to do most of the work on this, is set up in Section 2 of the bill. Includes human services, children, youth, and families, information technology, somebody in the hallway, two members appointed. It's supposed to be funny. Two members appointed by the Association of Minnesota Counties, and two representatives of County Financial Assistance Administration. It's heavily loaded toward the counties. We believe that the counties have been kind of ignored in technology modernization efforts, as exampled by the green screens. So they will have a little extra emphasis on this committee. And of course, and additionally, there'll be one representative from the Indian tribes on this advisory council. The advisory council will meet at the call of the chair, and will be kind of keeping their fingers on the pulse of this work as it goes forward. The next section of the bill deals with the modernization fund that I've already talked about, that will be replenished in the method that we outlined earlier. And the mechanics of that are that the money will flow through MNIT, advised by this council. You will note on line 5.11, money appropriated from the fund must be used only for eligible multi-year modernization activities. This is really important. You know, the money that's been distributed in the past seems to have kind of gone to other legitimate needs, but as we as legislators pass complicated legislation, it forces our agency folks to focus on accommodating those changes, and it hasn't left enough room or funds to actually do the modernization work that needs to be done. The focus of this bill is to put us in a position where we actually will get these modernization efforts to move forward. Moving ahead in the bill, there is also a legislative commission on human services systems consisting of four legislators from each body, and they will not meet as regularly as the other commission will, but they will be kind of the monitoring group for the legislature. They will keep tabs on this whole process and make sure that the legislature is well informed as to what's going on and review the work. There will be an annual report required to be submitted. And then moving on to the money. Is there a spreadsheet in your packets? I don't know if that was included or not.
It's coming from the pages, Chair. It's not here. It's coming from the pages.
All right. I'll just go through it briefly, and then if there's questions on the spreadsheet. There's a $10 million fund set up that's exclusively for the use of the counties, again, distributed by MNIT. It also includes a grant provision so that if counties come up with a project they believe is authentic and usable, they can apply to MNIT and get funding from that $10 million fund for county-focused work. There's well, I'm not going to go through all those appropriations. I'm going to skip to the bigger numbers. There's $50 million being transferred, thank you, into the fund from the general fund, and then a base transfer of $8.5 million in 28 and $6.4 million in 29. Also in this bill, I think another very important section is section 13 on line 15.15. It's $15 million for the OIG. The OIG is going to need technology too, of course, so we want to get that set up as quickly as possible so when the OIG actually gets into office, they can hit the ground running, and this $15 million will do that. With that, I am going to ask Matt Hilgart from the counties to come up and make a few remarks, and then we can move to member questions.
Chair, let's adopt the amendment. And then we'll do testimony, and we'll do the member questions about that. Members, to the D3 amendment, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Amendment is adopted. Now we have 4808 as amended before us. We will go to member, we will go to testifiers. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Matt Hilgart. I work for the Association of Minnesota Counties. I'm also here today testifying on behalf of the Minnesota Intercounty Association, Nathan Jessen, and Britta Torkelson with the Minnesota Rural Counties Association. Mr. Chair, I know you all are short on time and short on sleep and that the testimony is not typically had in this committee, but I do just want to come up and thank you all. This bill has high short-term impact, and that is critically needed. We need to act now. It's not just about a plan for modernization into the future. We have things we must do now. It also has a long-term vision. There is strong county and tribal involvement, and I think this is critical, there is strong legislative oversight. The commission, the creation, will provide an opportunity for members of both chambers, both parties, to have active roles on monitoring what our state vision is, and that is critical. We know the seriousness of which this issue lends itself to, what it needs at this moment, and we appreciate the investment in this issue. And I also want to thank you all because I know around this table right now, many of you have seen these demonstrations, and I know you've taken time out of your life and your hectic schedules to see them, and I thank you from not only the association's perspective, but the hundreds and hundreds of caseworkers across this state that use these systems on behalf of your clients and constituents every single day. So I'll end by just saying, Chair Frazier, you said, I think it was our second or third meeting that we had together, and you ended the hearing by saying, folks, this is a bipartisan issue and we're going to get this done. I think this has been one of those issues where it's been, even if it's been a long journey, it has been truly an honor to see how this has brought both chambers, both parties together, and both parties' ideas are represented in this bill today. Chair Knorr, your wisdom and intellect and approach on these issues, the fact that you have personal experience has shaped this bill, and you've done that at all hours of the day, literally, and I thank you for that very much. To partisan and nonpartisan staff, Mr. Sullivan has probably written six or seven different versions of this bill, also in late hours. And of course, Mr. Kennedy and Allie just have been absolutely fantastic. And then lastly, of course, to our lead author, Chair Paul Torkelson, I know on behalf of counties and all of our associations, we just appreciate his steering of the ship and commitment to keep this in leadership discussions throughout session, especially in an era where money is slim. And so we very much appreciate this investment. Thank you all for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Two-member discussion. Chair Nash.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And I'm sure Chair Neuer and I will attest that this is a good bill that is necessary, and we'll probably both find some personal humor in the fact that we've been talking about technology for years, and other members ask us politely to go away because they don't want to talk about technology. But thank you, Chair Torkelson, for the conversation that we started last year around SSIS and kind of the bug that you have gotten to modernize the technological backbone of our state, both in how we do things, but also the interaction with the counties, because it has tremendous value. So, as I've said before, nerds win in the end, and here we are, nerds are winning. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair Knorr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to begin by thanking Chair Torkelson. This was, great work, collaborative work. This is not only about system modernization. You made sure that all stakeholders, the tribal nations, the counties, the agencies, it's more of a collaborative system that changes the ecosystem for technology. I appreciate that you are, wisdom and trying to address the legacy system. I'm hoping that is not just one of your legacy that you're living with us, because you're addressing the long-term legacy system that has not worked for the counties and the tribal nation and the people of Minnesota. And for you, for creating that talk account, I'll keep on calling it talk account, which is the Human Services System Modernization Fund. It's not only one time only, it's long term. We are creating that seed, making sure that we are able to modernize the existing systems that we have seen, all of us. And the advisory council, the human services that will be partnering with the agencies, recommending those changes. Everything that is happening, the intent is to make sure that the workers of the county are able to do their task, to be able to do it in an efficient way that addresses the workarounds of the complicated systems that exist right now. And so this bill, it's not only about that advisory council, but it addresses most of the chokehold for the counties who have been coming to us many times. This is the budget that we see from the integration layer to addressing the green screens. Finally, I think the legislative commission that is created as an oversight so that we are sure that everything that is for modernization has got a legislative oversight who are going to be looking into how we move to a multi-year modernization plan. So, members, this is not an easy task that we have before us. We have a seed that has already been planted. It's up to us to make sure that we grow that seed, because we can't forget and say the work has been done. We can wash our hands. This is just the beginning. It creates the fund. It creates advisory structure. It creates legislative oversight. It requires multi-year planning. It addresses the county needs and the tribal nation. It strengthens the program integrity. That's what it accomplishes through this bill. And for your leadership, Mr. Chair, thank you so much. I'm sure by the end, everyone is not happy with this bill, but everybody should be okay knowing that we are taking care of the future of the state system. So thank you, sir.
Chair Katusa-Watum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Chair, for all of your work on this. I think, you know, with the creation of the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, there's been a lot of difficult issue areas, and with our investment in the SSIS system last year, I mean, they're on a really good path to strengthen that system, but it goes so much further than that. And of course, it touches SNAP and with the federal outcomes of HR1 and what's going to fall back on the state here. I think that these investments are definitely going to help us lower our error rate. So hopefully we are not on the hook for some of those additional penalties from the federal government. But I think just like Chair Noor said, the consultation that's mandated in this bill with the tribal nations and with the counties really puts all 87 counties, all tribal nations in a really good spot as we look out to the future and just the systems being able to talk to each other better, because I think that, you know, ultimately that certainly has contributed to some of the program integrity and fraud issues that we've had. And this is a huge step in the right direction. So I'm happy to support. Thank you.
Chair Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to thank everyone that participated in putting this bill together. I am most thankful to the people that have, the social workers that have, caseworkers that have put up with these green screens for so long. I want them to know that help is on the way. And I got to think this is going to give them a great deal of freedom and relief. And I'm thankful for the oversight in here. One of the things that I would like to see maybe in the future is actually set up some audits. I know there are reports due, but that's not the same as an audit. And so when we're talking about this amount of money, I think it would be important to build in some audit features as well. And I will support the bill today and think about maybe those things going forward. So thank you, Mr. Chair, and all those involved with this bill. Thank you.
Chair Claiborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To you, Chair Torkelson, I want to say thank you. I asked three times for the money for the IT system for the OIG, so I guess three times is a charm. So thank you for including that. But I also want to thank you for pushing this forward as well, because we have a great number of social workers who live in my district who have been asking for modernization for quite some time. And having been a former guardian and knowing the frustrations firsthand of the social workers having to deal with entry and reentry over and over, this really will make the employees' jobs much more efficient, much more enjoyable, and they can spend the time working with their clients and getting their clients' services instead of fighting the computer screen. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Any further member discussion? Chair, I'll say, I know this has been a passion for you for a few years, so, and we just spent a lot of time together the last couple of weeks and watching you fight for it to make sure we get to this point. Job well done. to your close.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks to all the kind words this morning from other chairs and members. I do need to highlight Representative Knorr's participation in the work. He really stepped up and was a tremendous help, and others, of course, too. You know, this goes back to before the 25 session when I met with my county social work supervisor, and she sat me down in her office and described just very vividly just how horrible the situation has been for these county workers. I knew about it, but I didn't really appreciate it until that one person really stepped up and kind of made me focus on it. And so we started our efforts last year with the SSIS work, but that was really just it's a big drop, but it's still just a drop in the bucket. We are tremendously dependent on these technology systems to administer the programs that we as a legislature pass. And after all, we do this work to benefit the citizens of Minnesota. And when the system is inefficient and workers are frustrated with their jobs, those folks aren't getting the services that we intend them for them to get. And it doesn't go as far as it could go if it was more efficient. So I think we always need to keep our eye on the outcomes of our work to be sure that it's not just a title on the page, but it's actually work being done in our counties. And that work can only be done in this day and age if we have efficient systems and the technology that can operate these systems efficiently. This has been a labor of love, folks. I've had tremendous support. I've worked very closely with all the agencies involved at this point, very closely with the counties and the various county organizations. It took longer and was harder than I imagined it would ever be. But I think this is, for me, the most important bill that I've been involved with this year, and I'm happy to have it here before the committee. Thank you all.
Thank you, Chair. Members, with that, I will renew Co-Chair Torkelson's motion to refer House File 4808 as amended to be recommended to be placed on the General Register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. You're on your way. Good job. Members, we will go into a recess, so stay nearby. As bills shake loose, we will come back and continue to move those bills. Thank you.